I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. In Washington, the House of Representatives is working on next year's federal budget resolution. Election year budgets usually contain all sorts of goodies for voters, but with record deficits this year, can Congress both extend some tax cuts due to expire and bring spending under control with the kinds of things everyone wants? Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Washington, D.C., is John Dimsdale. John, how are the House budget leaders going to deal with deficits in this election year?
Well, their main idea is to bring back what's called pay-as-you-go rules. Now, that's a simple discipline that everybody with a household budget knows all about. If you're going to spend more on something, you have to identify where that money will come from. You either spend less on something else or you raise your income to pay for it.
So I remember, because I've been around for a long time, these pay-as-you-go rules, this was what they used in the early 90s to bring the deficit down. Seemed to work then. They got a lot of credit for being effective.
Yes, they did. And several budget experts now say they're really the only thing that stand between fiscal responsibility and huge deficits as far as the eye can see. But, you know, this year there's a bit of a twist. Because the president and Republican congressional leaders want to extend some costly tax cuts that expire either this year or next, paying for those tax cuts would be virtually impossible if the supporters had to find offsetting spending cuts. So the leaders in the House are proposing that these pay-as-you-go rules apply only to new spending and not to new tax cuts.
Won't extending the tax cuts swell the deficit, though?
Absolutely. The best estimates are that these extensions would reduce the government's income by some $1.3 trillion over 10 years. But Republican leaders argue that extending the tax cuts will give the economy a new spark. They claim that over time, new economic activity that's spurred by tax cuts will eventually generate more revenue for the government as new job holders pay income taxes and stock market increases create capital gains.
Do you have indications yet on how this is going to come out in the Congress?
Well, the real question is how many Republicans, the ones who worry about the level of deficits, the so-called deficit hawks, will insist that the pay-as-you-go discipline apply to the tax cuts as well as spending increases? The vote is likely to be close. Most, if not all, Democrats will vote for it. Last year, the budget resolution passed with only two votes to spare, so it would take only a few Republicans to join with Democrats and the Senate and make it very tough for the White House to get its tax cut extensions through Congress this year. We'll know the answer by the end of this debate on Thursday.
Great. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale, D.C. Bureau Chief for Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.